Let's now speak to one of England's gold medal-winning judo players, Danny Williams, who triumphed in the men's 73-kilogram class. Hi there, Danny.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. Congratulations, sir, on your success. What an extraordinary story. 7 days ago, you weren't in the team.
Yeah, I think whirlwind describes it best, to be honest, the past week. It's been pretty crazy.
So when did you get the call? It was Ben Fletcher who was in the team originally. He dropped out due to injury, so there was a gap in your class.
Where he wasn't actually in my weight, but the thing with the Commonwealth Games, you can take two players.
I see.
In each weight potentially. So he dropped out, and I believe the selectors had a look down the list and just thought, who could medal, who can fight at the drop of a hat, and my name popped up. So here I am.
And when did you take the call? Where were you? What were you doing?
I was sat down having a good meal, which thoroughly got brushed to the side and back down the gym for the third time that day.
Oh, so. Really? Did the butterflies come, or was it just a determination to make sure that you were absolutely in peak condition?
No, to be honest, that was more of a fat burning session to obviously make the weight. Obviously my preparation would have probably gone a fair bit different had I known I'd have been coming to the games with more time to prepare. But I'm still training 12 to 15 times a week, you know, so I'm always fit to fight.
So you're physically fit, but in terms of the mental side of things, when it came to approaching the fight, I mean, did you have to just wing it, or did you manage to get your game plan sorted out in time?
I don't know if there is any winging in it. You either win or you lose, and you know, I think with that short amount of time and obviously having to focus on hitting the weight properly, I didn't really have time to think about it. And it still seems really surreal, you know, that stadium was completely crazy. The noise levels, the energy levels were just gargantuan, you know. So, I just really felt, I don't know, it was just a special day.
And how does it feel now to be waking up the next morning with what's happened over the last 7 days and 24 hours still sort of reverberating around inside your head?
Well, I'm actually stood right next to the River Clyde now, looking over at the SCCC, and sort of just, it's probably sinking in right now. And it feels pretty good.
And how many messages of support have you had from Camberley Judo Club? Because they've had a bit of a run this week, haven't they?
three men, three golds. You can't really top that, can you?
No, it's 100%.
I think it's a real credit to what everyone does down there, not just ourselves, but our coach Luke. You know, the amount of effort he puts in is it is unbelievable. The levels of support the community give to the club, and we're the only club left in Great Britain that, you know, have a really, really, really elite training group and full-time training group, and we all live there as well. You know, we all live in what is basically a renovated shack next to the dojo on the edge of the council estate. So yeah, it's pretty homely down there. You know, it's pretty no thrills, pretty spit and sawdust, but something special goes on down there.
So influence of the coach, the Luke Preston, the facilities that you've got there, the fact that you presumably feed off each other's success and performance levels.
Yeah, I think I find it very hard to explain unless you've done a combat sport or something along those lines. Like, we all live together, we all fight each other day in, day out. It sort of creates a special bond that I don't really know what to call it, to be honest.
Well, you've done wonderfully well, and I know you're probably fed up with answering questions about it, but one of the most striking things about your appearance is the number of tats that you've covered your body with, and obviously receiving the medal and performing yesterday, we got to see quite a few of them. Have people passed comment on it, or is it becoming more sort of... Where'd you get them from? Why'd you do it?
I like them, to be honest. I mean, that's... The main reason, I'm very fortunate that two of my friends are very renowned artists. So, you know, I go around for dinner and I end up sat in a chair with a load of needles hanging out.
What's the most significant one that you've got? What's the one that means the most to you?
They all have different meanings, you know. I'm not the sort, I wouldn't just get something purely through aesthetic. Of course, it's about aesthetics, but they all do have, you know, meanings and subliminal meanings. So,
would it be too far from the mark to guess that you might be getting another one in the light of what's just happened over the last 7 days?
Well, they're all, yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress. You know, I've got my, they're pretty much all planned. So
So one to celebrate the gold for the Commonwealth, do you think?
I don't know. I didn't really get any Olympic rings. It's, yeah, I mean, that's, who knows? We never know, there's always space, so.
Danny, listen, it's a joy to speak to you. It sounds like there are so many things knocking around inside your head right now. Yeah. It's quite difficult to find the space to think, but congratulations. We're obviously all completely thrilled for you down here in Surrey and for everyone at the Camberley Judo Club. You're a wonderful champion.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to speak to you. Take care.